Prime Minister Netanyahu called President Trump. And we had the carefully orchestrated succession of statements from the neocons, from Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, Mike Pompeo, Robert Kagan, all of them, the procession, one after the other. And Donald Trump backed off. And, well, Trump then conducted the further strike. He authorized this further strike, and I suspect it was intended to rattle and intimidate the Iranians. And, of course, he did no such thing. Well, there it is. I don't think that there is anything that Donald Trump can do or the United States can do that will cause the Iranians to shift their position. I think that the Iranians, with every single passing day, feel that their position is getting stronger and stronger. A very interesting, rather revealing article in the Financial Times today will have strengthened them in that view. And by the way, the Iranians most definitely do read every single article about themselves and pertaining to the situation in the Middle East that appears in the major organs of the Western media, just to say.